Guys, it's your girl Cece, and welcome to this episode of From the Mind of Cece. So how has everyone been? I know that you might not be used to the bi-weekliness of the show now, and I miss you guys. I miss being weekly, but you already know it is what it is, and I have to do what I have to do to make sure that this boat stays afloat. I'm hoping everybody is being well. I'm hoping everybody is blessed. I'm hoping everyone is prosperous. I'm hoping everybody is just being safe. Everybody is being loved and loved on. I'm hoping everybody is just doing wonderful. And as I said before, I miss you guys. I really, really do. So I'm really going to just jump right into it this week, because when I tell you, I had one topic set in my head for this episode. But once I saw the alleged story of Jada, August Alsina, and Will, I totally switched gears. It was just like, what? What? I just had to totally change everything. So this week's episode is about, or this episode is about, open relationships / marriages. Whichever way you want to flow it, and my views on it. And I have a very, 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 very special guest, my boy Chad. He is a certified life and relationship coach, and we need an expert on this one. I couldn't do this one alone. And he's so dope. He's one of my favorite people, and you guys are going to love hearing what he has to say about it. So I'm going to jump in and put my two cents on it. Me personally, this alleged story, I have to say alleged, we all had our speculations about the Smith family or whatever have you. Even if it is true or is not true, if they do have an open marriage, it's been working for them. They have a beautiful family. They've been married forever. And I love them as a couple. I love them as a unit. If that's what they need to do, or if that's what their arrangement is, kudos to them. It's not our business. It's not our judgment to pass on them. It's working for them, obviously. Their family is happy. They have two beautiful children together. They have more children. Well, Will has a child before he even met her. And they're a happy family to what I see. They're beautiful people inside and out to me. I've really never heard anything crazy about Will or Jada personality-wise. And they do a lot for the community. And overall, they're great people to me. I mean, who doesn't love Will Smith? Come on, please. Name one thing. Can you name something like really bad about Will Smith? I mean, besides Wild Wild West? Come on, seriously. But in all honesty, if they have an open relationship, and this is what happened, allegedly, I'm really mad that August Alsina got in too deep with himself and the relationship, and decided to spill the tea. You knew what it was when you got into it. You didn't just magically find out she was married. You didn't just magically find out she had children and family. You didn't just magically find out that she was never going to leave Will for you. It is what it is. You should have just bowed out gracefully and left the situation. But no, you want to be messy and just, to boost your own record sales and to boost whatever you got going on, you want to just spill the tea on everything, which I think is messy and just disrespectful as a whole. If you have an open relationship or open marriage, I'm sure whoever those people bring in are told up front, listen, this is what it is. This is what we like to do. Are you down? And your discretion is at the utmost of importance. I'm sure he was told this. And he decided to ride the ride. And when it was over, he wanted to cry about it. I mean, really, whose fault is that? It's not Will's fault. It's not Jada's fault. It's his fault. He knew what it was when he got into it. Honestly, Everybody's entitled to their emotions, but keep your emotions to yourself or to your inner most discreet circle. He didn't have to go on radio station interviews and tell all this mess. It was totally uncalled for. I mean, we heard about open marriages before with celebrities. Look at Monique. People blasted Monique when she gave spoke her truth, I say, about her being in an open marriage with her husband. It's working for her. They've been married for a very long time. I mean, it's not society's way normally to have that, or it's not normal for society. But to me, I say whatever floats your boat and whatever makes your household happy, it is what it is. You're not hurting anybody. As long as you are upfront with your partner and potential future partners, I don't see any problem with it. Me personally, it might not be my cup of tea because I'm too spicy and I could be too jealous to do that. I personally can't do an open relationship myself. But I totally get why people do it. I totally understand it. And I totally are for people doing that if that's what they want to do. As long as all parties are involved, understand that, they agree to it, they respect each other, and that everything is laid out, I don't see the problem. I really don't. So I'm more upset at August for this. He knew what it was when he signed up for it. He knew what it was. He knew she was a married woman. Who doesn't know Jada is not married? Come on. He knew this. He knew what the situation was. He just all of a sudden decided to splur out everything because he was hurt. Come on. Seriously. I'm a little disappointed in him. And if he thinks this is going to just boost his record sales, a lot of people are feeling the way I'm feeling right now. Like, really, dude? This is what you do? So people might turn their back on him, or people might really be disgusted with him right now because it wasn't his place to say. So we will be back with my special guest, Chad, and what he thinks of the situation after this.
Greetings and salutations. This is Chad Scott, self-love ambassador, and you're listening to From the Mind of CC Podcast. We're going deep.
Hey, what's going on, guys? We are back with our special guest, Mr. Chad Scott. If you don't know about him, let me tell you. First of all, he's one of my favorite people in all the universe. Loves me some Chad. And he is a certified life and relationship, which is dope. So I definitely want to talk to him about what is going on. What's going on, Chad? Introduce yourself. Where are you from? Background and all that.
Hey, Cece. Thank you for having me. This is Chad Scott. Like you said, relationship coach. I hate the term. I was more like being a self-love ambassador. I'm from the Bronx. And yeah, so I'm here. To have a good conversation right now. Thanks again for having me.
You know, I was itching and waiting to have you on here. I was waiting for the right topic, and this one is definitely, I needed you for this one because you are the guru and nobody would know better than you than here.
So this appreciate it.
As a person.
What is that? Say again?
Describe yourself as a person.
Well, I think that at the end of the day, I have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
I'm very transparent. I'm a straight shooter. Some people think I'm too straight when it comes to shooting, but I like to be honest. And, you know, I'm all about living your truth. So not only I talk it, I walk it as well. So I don't want to tell people to do something that I'm not willing to do as well.
Absolutely.
Like I said, but I think that overall, I'm an upbeat person, positive energy. You always get positive vibes around me. And I want people to win. So that's just pretty much me in a nutshell, so to speak.
Yes. So what made you decide to get into life/or, because you do both, relationship coaching?
I think for me is it always been a part of who I am. I've always been fascinated in relationships, whether it's relationship between family members, when it's relationship with someone you date in, spouses, marriages. I'm always fascinated with that dynamic and making sure that everybody's happy and healthy when it comes to relationships. So I've always been fascinated with it. And so throughout my time, even when me managing artists and doing all the other things, it's always based on helping people.
Absolutely. And you already know I come to him all the time. I personally go to him all the time. I mean, like I said, he's one of my favorite people. So I'm always bothering him.
I appreciate it.
So I know this is going to be an interesting one. Relationship status.
So relationship status, I am single. So I know sometimes it throws people off that how can I help people get rings, get married, live their best life, and the person themselves is single. But it's two parts with it. The reason why, I already know why I'm single, so it's not like it's a no-brainer or I'm scratching my head like, why am I single? I'm very aware why I'm single, and I'm okay with that.
Yes, and I love the reason why you're single. And I know personally because I know you, but you know, break down exactly why. It's just one of my favorite reasons.
Well, two reasons why I'm single. So the first main reason why I tell people all the time is I don't have the girlfriend budget. And basically it means that the way I like to date, the way I like to move, the way I like to date and court and do all those things in a consistent basis, I don't have the time or energy right now to do that the way I like to do it. So until then, I'm chilling. I love, and I love what makes sense, but if someone wowed me that I may change my mind, I'm open to it, so I'm not stubborn, but I'm chilling right now. And the second part is when you really enter the relationship talks and you will really learn about relationship triggers and all those things, you notice it that with other people so much that it's a gift and a curse. So if I meet a woman, because for me personally, confidence turned me on. So if I meet a woman that I know she seems like she lacks confidence or something going on with it, I want to address it before, you know what I'm saying? I try to date her, court her, because I see that could be something that the way I, you know, as you know, I know a lot of women. I hang around women all the time. So if I'm dealing with someone insecure, I already know that will be a problem.
Exactly.
So sometimes I talk to certain women that like me and we have a little, you know, bantering, trying to figure it out. It's one of the things where if I notice that, to me, is my red flags. So when people are like, you know, you're like, you should just let it flow, or you should just know me and get to know me better. I hear you, but I see this is something here, and it's not like me trying to be a therapist or try to analyze anybody. It's just, I know for me, I just want to address those concerns I have. That's all. So with those two parts is the reason why I'm just chilling right now and trying to help other people win, because I'm good right now. When the time comes, I would definitely do my job.
Exactly. Notes, guys. I love the reason that he's single. I absolutely love it. It's one of my favorite reasons. So I know he finally heard, but have you heard about the alleged story with Jada, August, and Will? What's your thoughts on it?
Well, like you said, it's alleged. But from what I heard from his interview with Angela Lee, it's one of the things where he felt like him and Jada had some kind of strong connection, whether it's friendship, and that connection was so powerful that even Will Smith had to co-sign and say, hey, young bull, I understand. I co-sign it. Love on Jada. Jada's awesome. Jada amazing. Not saying it's romantic or not, but allegedly, but saying whatever this is, you got my blessings. But now Jada and Will said, they rep saying, that's a lie. We don't know what he's talking about. That's where we at right now.
That's what I'm saying. Like, have to open big cat mouth. You couldn't just let it ride. No, you just had to say something. Ruin it fast. So yeah, what is your thought on open relationships in general?
Well, open relationships, I'm cool with it. I don't think nothing wrong with open relationships. I think it's just that when you're outside in the relationship with someone that's ready, a couple, you have to understand that it's a secret society. All we ask is trust, right?
Right.
So they're entering you into a relationship. You need to understand the rules of engagement. And basically that a lot of people, when it comes to open relationships, marriage or open relationship general, a lot of people the public consumption is not ready for that conversation. Mm. And the public don't need to know. So you know what it is. You know what a couple decide to enter you in your lifestyle. Then you have to understand that you have to take this to your grave. And going in public and talking about it, it's just one of those no-nos that I know couples that do swinging. I know couples that have open marriages, open relationships. They, you know, they tell me about it and I get it, but they also understand that if you're that new person to enter it, you have to focus and don't go around telling on it. You know, then it's not your place.
Exactly.
Like, let them tell their story.
It was disrespectful that he even did that, me personally.
He got an album to sell and it's not doing well, so he have to break up. And I think that he fell in love with Jada, and that's one of the things where he need to understand he got to move differently when it comes to that thing. Exactly. Like if you're in an open relationship, right? I say this, you know, I don't like saying the certain words. So sugar walls. You think people would know what sugar walls means?
Some people would know what that means.
Okay, so I'm trying to, you know, I'm talking radio. So at the end of the day, if you're intimate with someone, wife or couple, whatever the scenario is, mm-hmm. the sugar walls ain't your sugar walls. It's not yours, mm-hmm. right? This is a loner.
You're renting.
So yeah. So once they decide you're cut off, you have to learn how to die with honor and to let it be and enjoy that precious moment you have. You can't be like, I fell in love with her, because you knew the rules of engagement to begin with. And now I tell women all the time, if your heart and your sugar walls are attached, you have to move differently. So even with men get caught up and get feelings too. So you fall in love with someone in an open relationship, you have to understand at the end or be all, it's dumb at the end of the day. And you have to understand when your time is up, your time is up. And you just got to say, thank you for having me and I appreciate it.
Yeah,
and get back on the bench.
You got to do the Russell Simmons. God bless and good night.
Yeah.
So we kind of did touch on it just now, but do you think it's healthy? What's the pros and the cons to you?
I think that when it comes to this, is having in all relationships, it's about having an uncomfortable conversation, right? Mm. And it's all about now, is it something that both parties want? Because I think a lot of times when people, you know, ideally you want someone like-minded that wanted to open relationships or poly relationships or even monogamous relationship, mm-hmm. you have to be able to be transparent and being honest with the person you're with and see, is this is what I want, and agree on it. Because sometimes people settle, even when it comes to, you know, everybody doing threesomes and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
sometimes the person that participate in it may not want to do it, but they want to do it to please their partner.
Right, that's a can of worms.
Yeah, so you want to, now you don't want to rock the boat because you want to ride a cruise and be like, yeah, I'm down, and then not be really down, and then it'd be consequences. Because I'm in a situation when I heard for threesomes where a fight broke out in the middle of threesomes.
Like, oh,
because the insecurities and the triggers happened because they wasn't honest. And I think that when it comes to open relationships, the pro is you'll be able to be very honest with your partner about what you want, desires, and your personal rules of engagement. But now the cons of it is if the person do not want it or change their mind, how do you now navigate it and understand that it's just a deal breaker if they don't want to participate no more, or is it something like, all right, this is not something we do, but I love you and care about you enough that we don't have to entertain open relationships. I just put it out there, you said no, cool. So yeah, so I think that the con is if you don't really want to do it, but you feel like you want to please your partner, that's not how it goes. But if it's a pro, if you and your partner are like-minded and understanding that sex is sex and our bond is our bond.
Absolutely. And you already know, I know you got a lot of stuff going on. You got multiple hats just like me. So I'm gonna give you the floor for closing remarks and your plugs.
All right, yeah. So I just think that at the end of the day, it's about being honest and being transparent. And I always tell people all the time, I call myself a self-love ambassador, because I know that the more you love yourself, the less fuckery you will entertain.
Absolutely.
And that statement is that you got to get your core right, and now you can dictate how to move, you know, move and adjust to certain things. So with me, is one of the workshops that I do is called How to Stop Negotiating with Terrorists. And basically it's about how to navigate and deal with toxic people in your life, whether it's your family members, friends, coworkers, someone you're dating, or someone you're married to. Mm-hmm. How to now see if you could come to a good compromise, or they're terrorists and now you got to demote them or cut them off, period, from your life, to have a healthy life, because it's about you at the end of the day. And currently I'm trying to figure out this whole life coaching and doing that, expanding, because we're in a pandemic right now. So basically, how would that look? How would that feel? If I even do a workshop again, how would that, you know, come across? Mm-hmm. As well as, you know, other little projects I'm trying to see, does it make sense for me to push the button on that as I'm trying to still figure out, you know, this whole pandemic is weird. So we just got to figure out ways to stay low, stay grounded, but try to figure out what's next. Like you said, you got multiple hats, so you understand how that works.
Absolutely.
I still manage talent. I still just got into doing movie production and getting the movie business in a sense. So yes, my hands in a lot of things, but right now is relationship and dating and living your best life. It's always been my life mission, so to speak.
That's right. And that's why I always run to him for everything.
Appreciate it, man. You know, it's an honor and a privilege that people trust you with their highs and lows. Because at the end of the day, it's a lot of work that needs to be done. And sometimes people are scared of doing the work, and it's about accountability. And a lot of people are scared. You know, when I post pictures of women getting rings, be like, I want to be next. And then when it comes to accountability, like, oh, this is not fun anymore. So in those moments and those times is where once you understand the accountability and how it works, everything will flow and go well. So I appreciate the honor that people even trust me, even before I was certified and just being Chad, that people trust me with their dreams and hopes, whether it's about relationships or business or, you know, that whatever their wildest fantasy was, I meet people where they at and see how can we get there without judgment. You know that? So
those IG handles too, for people can find you.
Yeah, so on Instagram, I am L Chad Scott #1. If you want to see clips of the other part of me, because I love food, R&B music, but my foodie, and also I have playlists. I got a playlist on YouTube, Chad Scott #1. One playlist is all my relationship interviews I did, clips from my workshop about dating and relationships. And then I got another playlist about, you know, me being a foodie. And I'm out here in the New York streets.
And I tell you, his pages are very entertaining. I love looking at his pages. I'm on his pages all the time.
Yeah, that's like, you know, my main post is, you know, I keep it, you know, clean, straight, whatever. It gets a little spicy in the IG story because I really want to have a dialogue with it. And I want to make sure that, you know, it stays space, because when people DM me, it's not in public consumption. Mm-hmm. But I like to do the IG story and story a lot, because I get more of that. They feel safe. You know, they're in safe space in the DMs.
It goes down in DMs.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. We should do it again sometime.
You have to. I'm already trying to think in my head the next topic that you have to come on, because it's a must. You have to be back. You have to. Like, soon.
Hey, listen, I'm here. Listen, anytime any topic come up, you want to do a 5-minute, 10-minute, whatever. Like, whenever you need me, you know me in real life. So definitely hit me, and I appreciate the opportunity.
All right. Thanks again. And we'll be back after.
I don't need words, you don't need to say it. Go with the feeling, and I'll do the same. Oh, that's how this works. I put you first, you twist and you turn. I wanna learn. When I'm lost, you give me order. Pull me back and push me forward. Take me in and hold me. Hold me closer, I'll follow you up and over. You control me fast and slow. When you move, I move. Move. I'm caught in your groove. Yeah. right next to you. Wherever you're going, I'm going too.
If you ever hurt, then I'm gonna bleed. But I'll pick you up and put you back on your feet. Oh, that's how this works. I put you first. Yeah, I do for you what you want me to.
Cause when I'm lost, you give me order. Pull me back and push me forward. Take me in and hold me. Hold me closer. I'll follow you up and over. You control me fast and slow. When you move, I move. Wherever you're going, I'm going too. I can't believe that I found someone like you. Oh, someone who needs that somebody like I do. Oh, I can't believe that I found someone like you. Like you. When you move, I move. Wherever you're going, I'm going to.
Hey guys, it's your girl Cece, and I am back with the closing remarks. Yet again, I must say thank you to our special guest, Chad. Oh my goodness, I loved him on this show. I cannot wait to have him back. Like I said, he's one of my favorite people. I have to have him back on this show. So don't forget all his handles. You can rewind that back here, all his handles. He is a certified life and relationship coach. Make sure you hit him up if you need him. But he has so many other things going on too. I'm telling you, he's like me. He has so much stuff going on. It's hard to keep track of everything. But rewind that back here. All his handles. All what he got going on. Hit him up. You need him in your life. Trust me. Also, as you know, for me as well, I have multiple hats. You can catch me on IG for this podcast, From the Mind of Cece. Cece is spelled C-E-C-E on IG and Facebook. And of course, you can hit me on my email, fromthemindofcece@gmail.com. If you have any comments, suggestions, you want to be a guest, or if you want to talk about promos, hit me up there. And you already know my nail and lash business, Slay by Miss Cece, SlayedByMzCece. That's a .com. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on TikTok. I'm on everything on that handle. That is my bread and butter main baby. So I'm mostly on everything on that handle. And of course, my intimacy and wellness line, which is Cece's Kink Shop. That is Cece'sKinkShop.com and Cece's Kink Shop on IG and Facebook. And of course, you know I'm going to miss you guys, but I will speak to you guys next time. Be blessed. Be.